We back. Vanboy Podcast. Back again. On a lighter note, we just discussed Trump and Obama leaving and kind of ended on a somber tone, I think.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the podcast, but we're going to shift this. We're going to move this to another lane. We're going to go into the sports realm. Big weekend, man.
Yeah.
Like most people in the country and the world, we are NFL fans.
Yeah.
Big weekend for the NFL.
Got the playoff Sunday.
We just had like a great weekend of football last weekend. I think is the best weekend of an NFL season, because we got four games, the best with the top of the top. Now we getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
We got Pittsburgh and the real America's team.
I agree with that.
The New England Patriots.
What do you think about that game?
Wait, I'm gonna go to the second game. And we got the Packers and Atlanta Falcons, who I have in the Patriots and Steelers. I'm going Patriots. It's hard for me to bet against Brady. It's hard for me to do it. I mean, and plus you hear about the things that's going on in Steelers locker room with Antonio Brown in the video.
Yeah.
The video on Facebook Live. If people don't know, Antonio Brown chose the brilliant idea of turning on his Facebook Live in the locker room while Mike Tomlin was giving his post-game speech, of which Mike Tomlin was doing shit-talking at his highest degree, which I love about Mike Tomlin. Yeah. But still, the public shouldn't have heard that.
Why was he recording it?
I have no clue. Like, I was looking at his face while he was doing it. I'm like, what is he thinking?
I didn't even watch the video.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't even want to give it any attention and even just click on to watch it. It was just stupid.
I didn't, like, go back and look at it, but I saw it when it first happened. Like, I saw it that night on one of the post-game shows.
I just thought it was stupid.
I'm like, what is he doing? Like, he's smiling with he got the phone up and showing, like, the locker room and some teammates listening to the coach, some teammates messing around on their phones, too. And he's smiling, like, yeah, I got, like, looking at his followers and all that. I'm like,
how long was he recording for?
For a while, like, for a couple minutes. Oh, like, wow. You can hear, like, half of Mike Tomlin's speech, probably. Like,
oh,
Tomlin
God.
Was going off. Like,
yeah, I heard what he said.
Yeah, so.
I like what he said.
Tomlin had no clue that this was going out to the world. This is between me and you. This is family talking. You don't put your family meetings on Facebook Live, do you?
No.
If you get together with your wife and your families, or you having an intervention about your dope fiend uncle, you ain't putting it on Facebook Live, are you?
No, he definitely deserves the backlash he's receiving.
So,
do you think that affected them, or that's gonna go against them come Sunday?
I think so. I mean,
really?
That, and coupled with the fact that, like a lot of the team had the flu this week.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't practice this week.
That's not good.
It's not good, man. I mean, there's a lot of things going against you, but who knows? I mean, this is what I love about the NFL. You never know what can happen. Like, they can take all this negative stuff and turn it into a positive. And
that's
I wouldn't be surprised in the least. Because
but you're going against the New England Patriots, man.
That's my thing, man.
They're like perfect.
You ain't going to catch Brady slipping.
Nah.
Brady don't have bad games in playoffs.
No, he doesn't.
When is the last time you seen a bad Brady game in playoffs?
I can't recall.
They've lost some games because of defense, maybe.
Yeah. Or Brady's never
or
had a bad performance.
Might have been so
you're
tough
right.
that Brady might have right. to make a tough throw or something.
And I like
but
the fact
he's going
to
keep you in the game.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they have Marcus Floyd. I like that.
He's been quiet.
Yeah.
But I think this is the time he's going to shine.
Yeah.
I think this is where Brady is going to surprise
he's due for
coordinators.
A game.
Like, I ain't been using this dude all year. I've been waiting for the championship game to pull some stuff out the playbook. Now, I can see Brady and Belichick putting something
oh,
like
definitely.
That together.
I mean, they gave him billboard material with the Antonio Brown antics, man, and what Mike Tomlin said. He called them assholes, man.
And I'm looking at it like, and I'm looking like, I bet you Brady didn't smile like, yes.
Yeah.
I love it. This is perfect.
I don't think they responded to anything, have they? Have you heard anything?
No, they don't say nothing.
They haven't either, right.
They don't say one word. And that's what's scary.
Yeah.
You know what's scary? The person that you know can probably fight. But they don't tell you that they can fight.
Yeah.
You know it. You know it's coming.
I always got to worry
the
about
the Patriots
quiet
and their
people.
Team. Like,
yeah.
Like I don't even want to shit talk with them because I know what they can do. And if I shit talk them, it might be worse.
Yeah.
You might be pissing Brady off right now.
They show
now.
That they're mentally tough and that they're ready. Like you said, man, the Steelers are already saying that they have the flu. When Antonio Brown did, they're probably discussing that.
Who you got?
The Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely the Patriots.
I think it's going to be a close game.
I think it's going to be the Patriots, and it's going to be I would like to see the Patriots and Aaron Rodgers, but I can't count out the Falcons. I can't discount them.
Falcons nice.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the Falcons either. The
Falcons are young, but they're nice.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a battle of a super-duper talented quarterback and some okay defensive pieces versus a young, hungry team with good offense, with a great wide receiver. Julio Jones is the truth.
Yes, he is.
And a defense that's young, but very good. They're not great, but they're very good. When they're on point, they're on point.
Yeah, I mean, they stomped the Seahawks.
But they're going against the old master, man.
Yeah, but they're pretty banged up. I mean, you can't discount Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, because what he did against Dallas is
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't think
but like because they left for, like, what, 38 seconds on the clock?
And the crazy part about it, we were texting each other back and forth during the game. And when it was 38 seconds, I think I might have – I don't know if I was thinking it or if I texted you all that. 38 seconds is a lot of time for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
When I saw 38 seconds, like any other quarterback in the league, I'd probably say, yeah, this is over. Except for maybe Tom Brady. Maybe Brady could pull something off like that. But I don't even think Brady got, like, the arm strength that Aaron Rodgers has to make these crazy long, deep throws like he has, man. It's crazy. I'm like 38 seconds is a lot of time for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, as we seen. And that was a nice catch by Cook.
Man,
yeah, that was a nice catch, but that was a nice throw.
Perfect catch.
So who do you have in that game Sunday?
Packers. Yeah, I mean, like just like you, I think that Atlanta, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Atlanta could pull it out because they're very young, but they're very talented in there. And the fact that they're young and talented may beat up a veteran team that's kind of beat up right now. Like, they're kind of going off of Aaron Rodgers. Like, Aaron Rodgers is end-all, be-all. So, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. I'm going to ride the Aaron Rodgers wave, man. I'm going to keep drinking Aaron Rodgers Kool-Aid, man, because I want to see him do something great.
Yeah.
If he can beat the Falcons, you got to look at this dude like, man, this dude is doing it by himself. He's doing a LeBron 2015 version. Like, when LeBron carried the Cavs to the finals by himself, this is what Aaron Rodgers is doing with the Packers right now, and probably even in more spectacular fashion than LeBron did it, because he's doing it before the championship.
Yeah, I think, like what you said, I think Aaron Rodgers is like Brady, like he's going to have a good performance, but I think that his team is too banged up. So, I mean, I will hope them to win, but I think Atlanta's going to beat them.
So you're going for Atlanta?
I'm not going for Atlanta. But I think they're going to win.
You think Atlanta's going to win?
Yeah.
I got you.
Because nobody's talking about Atlanta. I think they're the Cinderella team.
Yeah. I think that.
Because I wasn't expecting them to defeat the Seahawks like they did. They were more aggressive.
I kind of expected them to
beat the Seahawks. And then they have Julio Jones.
I expected them to beat the Seahawks because I know the Seahawks are banged up.
But not by. I wasn't expecting 30-19.
I wasn't expecting a blowout.
Right. 30-19.
But I knew they could handle the Seahawks because I knew Atlanta was talented and I knew the Seahawks were kind of beat up.
Yeah.
Like, I think once when Earl Thomas went down.
That's true.
Like, they lost, like, they got a flat tire right there.
That's
like,
true.
They can't go, they ain't going full speed.
You're right.
And if Atlanta come out, like, on all cylinders with everybody healthy and rocking, Seattle ain't stand a chance. And I think that the Packers defense don't stand a chance either.
Exactly, that's
offense.
What I mean. I think that we're going to get a good performance from Aaron Rodgers, but I think that team,
man,
they just too banged up.
Aaron Rodgers pulled this out, man.
But if you pull it out, does that mean he's
the greatest? Not this one. If he pulled this out,
he's
one of the greats, but if he pulls out a Super Bowl, he's one of the great. He's the greatest. I don't even want to say. Maybe I say one of the greatest. But if he pull out a Super Bowl with this team, man, doing the stuff that he's doing right now, how can you deny
that's
that?
That's debatable.
I can't deny it.
That's true.
Who have you seen do that?
I just was about to say that.
You
I can't compare no one to him, man. He's athletic. He can do it all. He's accurate like Montana. He can run in the pocket like Elway.
Yeah, man. He's a total package, man.
Yeah.
And I've never seen, like, you compare him to Elway and he can and but the thing is, he can make throws that I've never seen anybody do. Like, I can't even compare
he's pinpoint.
Anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Mike Vick can get out of the pocket. And Mike Vick had a cannon arm.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't accurate.
He ain't had an accuracy like
Rodgers.
Rodgers is running to his left, throwing from his right.
I mean, as we
and
just
not
saw,
even like, and not
the play
even
that
like,
defeated Dallas.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He threw exactly in Cook hands.
That's the exact play I got in my head right now. He's rolling to his left. He doesn't even like set his feet to throw right-handed. He's still running left. and just throws it like kind of like a cross shoulder. The shit that Jay Cutler throws all his interceptions doing. Aaron Rodgers threw a pre-throw. He's throwing a perfect spiral to the sideline.
Like, is Jordy Nelson playing?
Questionable. I doubt it, though. He's doubtful. No, but they all questionable, but I don't think Jordy's going to play. Okay. If he does play, he ain't going to be Jordy Nelson.
I mean, he's not going to be Jordy Nelson, but with Aaron Rodgers, you just don't know.
He can. I think Aaron can put it there, but it's like far as those like breakout, no yak yards or anything like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no yak yards. Yeah, you're right.
They need Devontae Adams to step up.
But it's not about Jordy Nelson. It's about, like you said, Aaron Rodgers. The more weapons that Aaron Rodgers has, the better the chances that they have against Atlanta. So, definitely. I don't know, man. I mean, if Jordy Nelson play, that changes some things.
It changes some things. But at the end of the day, like I said, I think Aaron Rodgers and what he's been doing so far, it's almost to the point where it don't even matter who's out there. Like, just catch the ball.
Yeah.
If you catch the ball, he going to make it happen. I mean, he still got Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb is a stud to me. I like Randall Cobb.
Yeah. And Samuel Adams been making plays too.
Devontae Adams.
I mean, Ty Montgomery.
Yeah. So they got some people out there, but he don't have a star out there. He's pretty much by – I'm not going to say he's by himself.
He doesn't have that – he doesn't Aaron have a main
Rodgers
guy.
To Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson is a known one-two punch. He ain't got that. On the other side, Matt Ryan got Julio Jones. You know what I'm saying? So unstoppable. I don't know.
And then Green Bay doesn't have the safeties or the cornerbacks to stop him.
That's the thing. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
And it should if be Aaron a good can one. Pull this off, he's the greatest.
Yeah,
I think
agree.
I got to say that.
So, I agree.
So we both got the Packers. We both got the Patriots. A Brady Rogers Super Bowl, which is what I want to see anyway. I don't want to see Falcons and Steelers or Steelers and Falcons. I want to see the marquee matchup.
They've never faced each other before either, have they?
No, not in this setting, no.
We deserve
that's what I'm saying.
That.
This is like the Clash of the Titans. Like I texted you earlier, this is like the LeBron and Kobe series we never got. We get it in the football version.
Good one. That's a good one.
So I'll take it. So I'm rooting for Aaron. I'm rooting for Tom. I want to see greatness play greatness. The old master versus the current king. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
Magic versus Jordan, 91. You know what I'm saying?
And then, like you said, if Aaron Rodgers defeats Tom Brady in the Super Bowl,
it's big.
He deserves to be one of the greatest.
You need to knock down the king, the current king.
Only one other person can say that. That's Eli Manning. But he's not one of the greatest, right? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers. I mean, as a Bear fan, I must admit, I don't really want to see the Packers win the Super Bowl. I want them to get the Super Bowl, but I want Brady to win because I don't want to see the Packers win the Super Bowl. It's just the way it is. I love Aaron Rodgers. He might be the greatest.
He's exciting.
I don't want to see you win the Super Bowl. You're in my division. You're a sworn enemy since forever. So,
but you like watching him though.
He's great. Like LeBron. You think I like LeBron for years? This took a while to warm up to LeBron, man. So I respect it.
That's true.
If somebody keep whooping your ass for years, man, you got to respect him. At some point, like, I can't beat this dude. Whatever.
That's true.
F you. Whatever. Fuck you. Whatever.
That's true.
You got me for the next until you retire. Whatever. We'll be back. I ain't going nowhere.
So since you brought up LeBron, man, let's talk about basketball, man. What do you think about basketball? The Chicago Bulls, man?
Jimmy Butler. Started an all-star game. Starting shooting guard. I love it.
I'm surprised to say that he's starting.
The team sucks right now.
I'm surprised he's starting, man.
Why?
I mean, I respect Jimmy.
He putting up the numbers, man.
I wasn't expecting starting, though. Oh, what? I'm sorry. I thought Melo was going to get it. I really did.
He ain't better than Jimmy.
As I see. You said that a long time ago. You said that. You said that 3 months ago. And that was debatable when you brought that up.
It was debatable. But from what I've seen since then, what you've seen, we've seen 250-point games since then.
I owe Jimmy his respect, man. I apologize, Jimmy.
And you've seen Wade fall back to Jimmy, like on some I'm too old for this shit type thing. Like you have
I respect Jimmy.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just surprised. I was
surprised because it's Jimmy.
He's definitely all-star potential, but I didn't think starting an all-star, that shows hard work does pay off. And I respect Jimmy.
That's why I figured it was. Jimmy is an all-star starter, but I didn't think he would get elected by the fans and all of that.
Yeah.
But everybody's watching, I guess. I guess Jimmy is getting the stardom he deserves.
What do you think about the trade talk that you're hearing about Jimmy? What do you think about that?
I think it's stupid. I mean, I don't it depends on what they think the Bulls' future is. If they think that they can find somebody to put with Jimmy and maybe Wade that'll give them a shot next year, then you better keep Jimmy because he's a star. You got to admit that. But if your plan is to win 3 years from now when Wade is gone, when you know what I'm saying, if you want to have young talent come in and be a perennial winner 3-4 years from now, then you got to trade Jimmy to get that. So it depends on what their motives are. I
wouldn't trade him either.
But as a fan, I want to see them do well now. I don't have the patience to wait. You ain't the Cubs. Bulls, you ain't the Cubs. You can't pull what the Cubs pulled off. This is different in basketball.
Do you think the Bulls will pull a trade before the trade deadline?
I think they better.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they have to.
Who would you get rid of?
I was just about to ask you that. Who would you get rid of? Who's Mira the odd man out?
I get rid of Mira Tosh.
Sure. Who?
Maybe Taj.
Speak up, Dad.
Rondo.
You in this thing.
All right, Rondo.
Rondo.
Definitely Rondo.
If somebody would take him.
For y'all that don't know, I was an engineer Dad. Mm-hmm. I get rid of Rondo, too.
Rondo, but ain't nobody going to take Rondo. Maybe. He's stuck with Rondo till next year, but the Bulls got the option to cut him. So he's
you can package him.
Who?
Miritet. Would you trade Portis?
Nobody going to want Rondo. Rondo a headache, man.
You would keep Portis?
Because he cheap. He on that rookie deal still. So I'll still mess with Portis. Maybe he got some potential. I don't know, but I don't want to get rid of him yet because he cheap.
Okay.
Taj.
Definitely Taj.
Taj.
Miritet.
Jerry and Grant.
You could package that.
I wouldn't trade Lopez.
What position would you go for, though? That's what do you think thing, we need improvement?
Man. Bigs. I mean, I think Lopez is solid down there for what he does, but I like Felicio. Felicio is a decent role player. He's going to grow into something. He's cheap. He's on the rookie deal, too. So I would keep that. I would keep the talented people that's on rookie deals. I would keep them. But as far as what I would bring in, it depends on who's out there in the market. I mean,
Nate Williams
begging for a job. I love Nate.
Yeah, man. I like
him trying to get on Cleveland. Like that. Yeah. Cleveland ain't called me yet. Yeah. I saw he on Instagram. He on IG mad. He in shape and everything. He's tried out for the Seahawks or something last year.
Nate Robinson's not an option. Been there, done that, man. Yeah. No, Nate Robinson, man. We don't need to go back. We don't need to venture back that route.
I don't know what
the
Bulls are going to do, man. But I think if they want to keep Jimmy,
they definitely need to build around Jimmy.
Wade already mentioned that. Like, I would expect the team to make some moves to make our team better.
And I like that in Wade.
Because Wade know that he ain't go stick around if they whack.
Plus, he know that Jimmy's a good player. He said he's the main reason that he came.
Right.
He said Jimmy reached out to him, and I respect that. So Jimmy wants to do good, and he know what he need in order to get better and make it to the next level and bring a championship to Chicago. So exactly. I like Jimmy, and I think we should build around Jimmy. But like you said, I think we should trade other pieces such as Miritich and Taj. Who we can bring in, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. I don't.
But maybe it's coaching too, because what do you think about Fred Hoiberg?
I don't think he's the right coach to take us to the next level. He may be. I don't know. I would give him another year just because this is a wild team that they gave him. So maybe he don't know what to do with this team as of like most of the rest of the league probably don't know what the team is either. So
yeah, go
I think
year.
Once
that's
he's
fair.
Able to, I don't know, I give him one more year.
Yeah, 1 year, that's
you
fair.
Get one more draft. You get one more free agency to where we can try to make something happen.
Yeah.
If you can't work with the next group next year, then you got to go. So I think Jimmy's going to stay. He just started an all-star game. So what team trades a current all-star starter in their prime? Who does that?
Right.
So Jimmy ain't going nowhere. If they would have traded him, they would have traded him already.
Yeah.
So he's staying. So I think it's just improving their front line, man, trying to find a big that can score. I read today that if Chris Bosh gets medical clearance for next year, the Bulls will be first in line to try to get him. What do you think about that?
I like that move.
I do too.
I like that move. I think he's still productive. I think he still can play.
He was balling before he left.
Yeah, yeah.
He was an all-star.
Yeah, monitor his minutes, give him some days off. I like that move. I think that's just what we need. He has experience, leadership. He's athletic. He can score. He's a big man.
You're already going to have a comfort level with Wade.
Yeah, good point. I didn't think about that.
So.
I like that move.
I like it
but
too.
What I want to say is since I was surprised that Jimmy is starting the all-star over Melo, what do you think about the melodrama that's going on in New York?
Well, the melodrama, I got to look at it as, like, I compare it to a male or female that has a girlfriend or a boyfriend where they want to break up with them, but they just won't leave. They don't want to embarrass them. They don't want to belittle them. They don't want to say anything bad about them. But everybody knows that the relationship is over.
Right.
And change is needed ASAP. So I think that's just what it is right now. I think Melo doesn't want to look bad to the New York public. He does. He wants to stay loyal. Phil doesn't want to make him look bad. So they're gonna have to come up with something before February.
Yeah, I think a trade gonna happen. I think a trade is needed. If they're not playing with any heart out there on the court, I mean, yeah, I think Melo. Where would you like to see Melo go? Where do you think it'd be a good spot for Melo?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I was watching Houston play Golden State tonight. And I was looking at Houston. I'm like, I think they are one more star away from being able to contend with Golden State. Well, do they match up with LeBron and Kyrie? Maybe not. But as far as against Golden State, if they can add Melo, Harden, Ryan Anderson, Harden is averaging 11 assists a game. So it ain't about Harden ball hog.
I don't think Harden would be the problem.
I think if Melo get traded, he's pretty much saying, I know I got to change my game if I want to win a championship. I can't do this. If you're going to trade me to somebody where I got a chance to win a championship in my last twilight years, I got to go somewhere where I'm going to have to work with another star. It's not going to go anywhere.
I like Melo in Portland better than Melo in Houston. What do you think about Portland?
I like
Damian Lillard.
But I think they would need more than Damian Lillard in
McCullough.
I think you might have to lose McCullough in the deal. Who else Portland got that they can give up? Other than McCullough. This for Melo. You know what I'm saying? Knicks ain't going to just give him away for nothing.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I think Houston got some pieces. I think you package maybe Capella. And
Ariza?
No, Ariza. Oh, ain't. I don't see.
Ryan Anderson? No,
the other point guard, man.
Beverly.
Patrick Beverly.
You have Rose. Patrick, and you have Brandon Jennings.
Rose, but they on their way out. You got Beverly in the contract for another couple years.
Okay. It's not
so
bad.
So you got Beverly, Capella, and a pick for Melo. I'm not giving up stars for him. And ain't nobody else going to give up stars for Melo right now. Unless the Clippers package Blake, which they ain't going to do. I doubt that. Unless Cleveland give him Love, I doubt that. Why? I think Blake and Love are better than Melo right now.
You never know, man. You just might see LeBron and Melo. I mean, you have Steph and KD.
But Love been balling. If Love was playing like he was last year, for sure. I said last year they should have traded Love for Melo. Love and balling, man. Love looked better than Melo right now. Grabbing
LeBron
boards, hitting threes.
I wouldn't count it out.
Say what?
LeBron run the league. I wouldn't count it out.
I know it's up to LeBron, but I think LeBron would look at it like, man, Melo, you can't do everything Love do.
But I think Melo listened to LeBron. He has no choice but to.
So you think Cleveland would be on the list?
Do you think
Melo getting moved?
I think he's going to get traded. And I think Cleveland would have no problem letting Love go for Melo to play with LeBron. I mean, LeBron and Melo were friends. The chemistry together on that court. And that, oh, man. Just thinking about it.
It would be nasty.
That's exciting to play with your friend on the court, man. Like I said, then you have Steph and KD. I never thought I would see that.
I think it'll be cool to watch. I think they're gonna have like a lot of great games and all of that. But I think once they got a matchup with Golden State, the thing that beat Golden State, I think, in my opinion, was rebounds and toughness inside. I think that's something that Golden State knows that they don't have, but they think that they can get around that. If you lose Kevin Love and maybe Tristan, they might even ask for Tristan, but
no, I'm gonna give up Tristan.
You losing the toughness that you had in Love, because Love is a rebounder. He take pride in that. An outlet passer, all of that. And he can hit open threes. So he can score.
That's a good point.
Melo can score for days. Melo and Love is scores comparison.
He's not much of a down-low presence.
That's
too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Melo and Love, as far as scoring, Melo all day.
That's a good point.
But the other intangibles that Love brings to the table, I don't think Melo can replace that.
It's true.
And it maybe Melo can, but Melo had to change his game dramatically.
Definitely, I agree with that.
Melo got the talent to do whatever he want to do on the floor, I think, if he wanted to. Do you want to get down there and get dirty with in the paint and grab boards and all of that and grab loose balls like Love do and defer to LeBron and just wait in the corner for LeBron to throw it to you? You willing to do that?
I think he would. For a championship and to play with his friend and to resurrect his career, yeah, he would do that. Everybody else conform to LeBron.
Yeah, they do. But he never played nobody like Melo, though.
That's true.
Kyrie had to bow down because he was a youngin.
Yeah, but Melo's older.
Came in the league at the same time. Like Melo think he better than LeBron. I bet.
But if he get traded again, not saying he's going to Cleveland, but if he get traded again, he has no choice but to change, like you said, the way he play his game and how he do things. And I think going to Cleveland would do that. But wow, that'd be a nice little move.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I know he's getting moved, but where? I don't know. Like I said, I was watching Houston. I think that
that'd be a good fit. I think that for those pieces,
I think you put Harden and keep Ben Gordon. I mean, Gordon from the shooting guard.
Yeah, Eric Gordon. Yeah,
I'm thinking Ben Gordon. Ben Gordon been gone for years. But if you keep Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson, you keep some of those shooters around Harden, and you add Melo, you add the element that can get down in the paint and get down whenever you want to.
That's not a bad fit in D'Antoni's system. That's a bad matchup for
Golden State, I think.
And that's perfect for Melo because D'Antoni's system doesn't play defense, and Melo doesn't like to play defense. So, yeah, that's perfect. I
forgot about the D'Antoni angle. So they didn't get along in New York.
That's
though.
A good fit, actually.
I think it's a good fit, too.
I think that might be better than the Cleveland trade. Yeah, that's not bad.
I don't even think he's a good fit in Cleveland, really. Last year, I think he would have been a good fit. This year, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that Houston, like you said, I think Portland would be a good fit.
That's a possibility. It'll be interesting. Yeah, I like the Houston trade better than Portland.
What about the Wizards? John Wall been balling.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal is straight. I can't say he's a star yet, but he got star potential. You throw Melo in there? I don't know, man.
Who would you give up? Porter?
Morris Porter. Morris Porter, I don't know. You want an expiring contract? Take
Gortat, maybe?
Who?
Gortat?
Nah, I wouldn't give up
Gortat. You wouldn't give up Gortat?
Nah, I'd give up somebody off my bench. Porter, Morris, and somebody off my bench is good money. It ain't a bad deal and a pick. Throwing a draft pick. You want to
win
right
now? Yeah, I can
see Melo. You trying to win
right
now?
I can see Melo in Washington.
Melo, Wall, and Beal is nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think anything is open. I don't know where this dude is going to go. He's going to go somewhere because Phil don't want him.
Yeah,
and I think he's finally realizing that. Like I saw that Phil, he said he had a meeting with Phil and he didn't want to talk too much about it. He said it was quick, whatever. But then he said a couple days later, I'm willing to waive my no trade clause if management wants that. You know they want that. You know they want. You know they shopping you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's probably what that meeting was about. Phil probably told him, "Hey man, I'm trading you."
I think how the meeting went, I think Carmelo went in there pleading his case. I want to be here. I think if we do things the right way, we work together, I think I can make it work here. I think you can win. Either way, I'm loyal to the team. Feel like, hey, I'm trying to keep my job. You ain't working.
Maintain my legacy.
This Porzingis team.
Right.
I don't want to tell you that because you mellow, but you see the writing on the wall, man. You, my brother, you know – Zingas is the future.
Right.
You and Zingas don't work like that. I can't.
Right.
Y'all two different eras. Like Zingas is like 23 or some shit like that. Y'all ain't on the same trajectory right now. I need to get rid of you.
Yeah.
I don't want to come out and tell you I need to get rid of you.
And
but
I'm
you
disappointed
go.
In Melo. His stock has dropped.
Yes, it dropped. He missed his chance here. But that's neither here nor there. He wanted the New York spotlight and he wanted the money.
He went for the money.
I get it. But you chose that, and I think Melo is showing his true colors right
now
of what Melo finds to be fulfillment in his career. I don't think he really cared about a championship.
Nah.
If he did, he wouldn't have been.
He wouldn't have went for the money. He came to Chicago. That was his best chance.
So Melo, who knows what's going to happen. But I do know that somebody got robbed. Somebody got snubbed for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Saw the All-Star starters for the West. And Mr. Russell Westbrook wasn't on there. Stephen Curry is the starting point guard for the Eastern Conference. I mean, for the Western Conference. I can't see it, man. This man is averaging a triple-double. I don't see it. Am I missing something?
Man, I'm just shocked. I'm stunned. I can't believe it. Steph Curry does not deserve to be on the starting point guard. No.
He shouldn't be a starter. I mean, and I know Steph is incredible. Steph is a legend. But he's being overshadowed by KD on his own team.
Yeah.
Russ is his whole team. You know what I'm saying? Russ is that team goes where Russ goes.
Russ just might keep this up the entire season, man.
He might.
He just might.
But the fact that he averaging a triple-double. You don't make the All-Star game, and you're not averaging a light triple-double like 12 points a game, 10 boards, 10.0 assists. This man averaging like 24 and like 11.
Yeah, their record like what, 16 and like 3 when he has the triple-double or something like that?
Yeah, like he's making that team look a lot better than they actually are. Like Russ has literally no help.
Yeah, he's outplaying Steph Curry, to be honest, too.
By far. Yes. By far. And I don't know.
Steph Curry just made it because he's a two-time MVP.
And he's popular.
Playing alongside KD.
I heard something on the way in today that it was really close between Steph and Russ. But I think the players had picked Russ or something like that. And the fans and somebody else had picked Steph. So it was like a tiebreaker. And I read that the fan vote was a tiebreaker. So Steph literally won just off of popularity. Like, it was nothing else. No other factors was into it. It was just popularity.
Do you like the new system? What do you think about the new system?
I heard that the players – I like the fact that it wasn't just fans, that the players had some say-so too. But I heard that the players was doing goofy shit. Like, the players was, like, picking stupid people. I think that's the way that Zaza – Yeah. Julia got in. Like,
I don't like the new system.
They were picked them. They were like goofing around because like, they didn't take it serious.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think maybe they should go.
So basically,
maybe like the NBA writers or something.
So basically what you're saying is that because Steph is more popular, the fans gave Steph the edge. I think he's more popular than Westbrook.
Because it ain't about numbers.
Yeah.
It ain't about the best player on who's ever team. Russell's by far the best player on this team. He's one of the best players in the league. Is he the best? I don't know. Is he the best in the league? I don't probably not. But as far as like the best on his team and what are the numbers he's putting up, it's ridiculous. And I had it wrong. He's averaging 30.6 points per game, 10 assists, 10.5 rebounds.
Well,
that's crazy. He averaged 30 points a game. Like who's averaged 30 points a game and ain't making it to his All-Star game starter? Show me that. It's crazy.
Westbrook does deserve to be the starting point guard for the All-Star team. But if the fans is the reason that Steph got the edge, you can't be mad at that either because the game is for us.
I'm mad at it.
But the fans have spoken. Man, but it's just shocking that someone who averaging a triple-double is not the starting point guard.
A lot of these fans don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think a lot of these fans are young kids, don't know the game like we know the game. They haven't been watching it that long. They don't understand the nuances of Russell's game and what he's doing is so special. They don't respect Oscar Robertson. They don't respect that was the last man to put up a triple-double for a year. So they don't know. They look at Steph in the threes and the handles and all of that and say he's better than him. This man put up 30 a game, man.
Yeah.
What else does he have to do? If they ain't an All-Star starter.
I mean, I do agree, but the fans were spoken, man. I'm just saying, the numbers don't lie. I mean.
Damn about the fans. Honestly. I voted for Jimmy and shit. That's the only person I voted for. And I don't care. I don't care. If they take away my vote, I don't care. As long as they get it right. Man, Russ should be an All-Star. He's going to be a reserve for sure. How does he take it out on Steph?
I know he's
pissed because I heard Steph threw out a little slick comment like somebody had to be left out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like.
So they just gave Westbrook just more motivation. Yeah, exactly.
I'm busting your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about seeing the video of after they played each other and Russ said, don't speak to that pussy? What do you think about that?
Man, it's real, man. The beef is real. I mean. If you had any disillusions about what this relationship is like, I guess it's real, man. Like, it's bitter right now. I think they're going to be cool, but right now, it's hot, man.
Do you despise KD? Do you despise the move? Do you despise what KD did?
Yep.
Really?
I said it last time.
It's no different than what LeBron did. It's
different, man. LeBron ain't going to the Celtics. It's like LeBron saying, like, I'm going to join the Celtics since y'all beat me and I can't beat y'all. I'm going to the Celtics. I can't play with Russell Westbrook. I'm going to go to
Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. I don't despise Kevin
Durant. LeBron was on a team that wasn't that good. Like, he didn't leave another MVP.
Right, he built one. He built. Have you noticed everywhere LeBron go, it's already a trade in place before he get there. After he left Miami, Kevin Love was on his way to Cleveland before LeBron got there.
Who don't want to play with LeBron? I'm not knocking LeBron.
But my point is, he formed the big three.
True.
So, I don't knock KD for going to play with Steph. I just don't like how he handled the situation. And that's what I think Westbrook is more so mad about. He at least could have gave him the heads up.
Yeah, I know for sure Russ is mad about
that. That probably plays a part in it.
I'm mad because this dude went to the Warriors.
Dude.
And he pretty much put that team on lock.
Dude.
Watching them games, man, it's like, man, this ain't even fair, man. KD playing around, man.
So, wait. Let me ask you a question. So, let's say Oklahoma would have beat Golden State. Do you think that team would have beat Cleveland?
No.
So it was about
being. But they could have beat Golden State.
They could have beat Golden State, but the reason why he went to Golden State because it's about beating LeBron.
Man, it's crazy.
He needed Steph to beat LeBron.
You need Steph to beat LeBron?
Obviously. That's why he did what he did. As you saw when they played the other night, Cleveland got blew out.
Hey, you better put him on Rushmore. KD went to get Steph, a two-time MVP, to help him beat one man.
To me, I see it no different than...
He gotta be a legend, man.
I see it no different than LeBron going to Miami with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh to get his first ring. I see it no different.
I think it's different because Cleveland was trash. And
Cleveland wasn't trash. They've been to the finals his second year.
Room was going around about his family. So, yeah, I think it was a lot of personal things going on with the team and management and all of that. He had to go.
So, it was time for a change. I mean, I give you that, but.
Oklahoma City, KD had a comfort level. They loved him in Oklahoma City. If he would have stayed, they would have treated him like a god there. And he knew that.
But that
and
team.
You got an MVP with you. You almost made it. You should have been in the finals.
He would have been in the finals.
Y'all shouldn't have been in the finals. If you would have stepped up, y'all would have been in the finals.
That's true.
Because Russ was balling. Russ left it on the court.
That team wouldn't have beat LeBron in Cleveland. Him and Russ was not enough to beat LeBron.
But as a star
Steph with Draymond Green and Klay Thompson is.
As a star athlete and competitor, I would think I would want that challenge. And if I'm going with my dude that I've been with since his rookie year, I'm going down with my man. I'm not going to go ride with the dudes that I almost beat. They got a bunch of stars and all of that. I don't get it. It's like he didn't leave a losing team. He left a team that was damn good, that had a chance.
They had a chance to beat Golden State. Yes, I give you that.
Against LeBron.
They had a chance.
LeBron would have had some.
But they already faced LeBron
and lost, right?
So I'm not finna go through this again. I'm tired of being number two.
LeBron is that dude, man.
I'm tired of being number two.
Y'all not giving Kyrie Irving no credit, though.
That's true. Good point. As Dad mentioned. Kyrie Irving, who I think is the engine of that Cleveland Cavalier team, because LeBron has no heart. I respect you, LeBron, and I respect your game. He's
disrespectful, man.
He doesn't.
You got him on your Rushmore. You talking about he ain't got no
heart?
He isn't
on my. Oh man,
you gotta have heart if you're on your Rushmore. Ain't no heartless dudes on your Rushmore. Ain't no heartless dudes on my Rushmore. LeBron got heart, man. But KD is a factor. I mean, Kyrie is a factor. I give you that.
He's a huge factor. I mean, he hit the shot. People talk about the block like LeBron did. Kyrie is the one that hit the shot over Steph.
True. I think Steph can't check Kyrie.
The first time on Christmas night, Kyrie is also the one that hit the shot over Klay Thompson. Right. He's a Splash Brother killer.
Not no more. I don't think Cleveland can beat Golden State right now. Mm. I think in a series, I think Cleveland lose.
I mean, but when they played the second time, I don't think Cleveland had much time to practice and things like that. Yeah,
I'm just talking about matchups that I see from the first two games, from like the whole first game and like the first half of the second game. It's some matchup problems for Cleveland that they got to fix. I mean, I don't know if it's the Korver thing. They got to get used to him. Mm-hmm. He's going to make a difference for sure.
Yeah.
But I think Cleveland's still one more piece away. I heard they're looking for a point guard. I heard Darren Williams' name come up. I heard who else is out there? There's a couple other names that I heard floating around that they were looking at.
They definitely need a point guard.
So they know that they
need a point guard. But I like the addition of Cal Korver. Oh yeah, that's not bad.
They just looking for a veteran, somebody that can step in for Kyrie. Cause right now they ain't got that. They put right. what Liggins right. in or something.
LeBron know what he needs. He know what he doing. But I think
he know what he needs, man. KD and them ain't gonna be no. They ain't gonna be a tough out, man. It's gonna be harder than last year. And they barely got last year.
I do think it's gonna be a 7-game series.
I do too. It can't.
I do think that. I don't know, but I
can't wait, man. I can't wait.
I can't see Golden State losing to LeBron with KD and Steph, man.
Not even with KD and Steph.
Nah, LeBron, I just can't.
Can you just say it, LeBron? That dude, man. Say it. Gotta say it, man. KD and Steph and Klay can't get past him. And Draymond, they can't beat him.
No, I'm saying I don't think Steph and KD gonna lose to LeBron.
Oh, you think they can beat? They can beat him.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think it's too much,
I think,
man.
I gotta see who Cleveland pick up. Because they get a Cleveland get a point. If Cleveland get Deron Williams, it's different,
man.
Because that means they bench is straight.
That's true. They got the pieces, but Golden State haven't even started gelling yet, man. Once them four sharp shooters.
And like I said, man, KD look like he playing with people, man. Like.
He like he enjoying himself and like he out there having fun. He seems like he more aggressive to me.
Low key, KD should be a defensive player of the year candidate because he out there balling on both ends. Like he's showing, he using his size this year. He blocking shots.
Yeah.
He getting steals. He guarding. He D'ing up point guards in the perimeter. Yeah. He in the paint. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, he blocked LeBron man. Dunk.
He blocked LeBron dunk. I just seen him block centers dunk.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, 6'10", man.
Yeah, and that's what I'm
like
saying,
a 7-foot
man.
Wingspan.
I don't think LeBron can him and Kyrie just enough.
Either. I don't think it.
I think LeBron and Kyrie would be all right, but I don't think the supporting cast could be consistent enough to beat.
Shit, they get Deron Williams though.
Yeah, but he's not consistent. He's not consistent.
You don't need him for the
bench. That's true. He's a good facilitator. He'd be good with Jefferson because they can have chemistry together.
Put him out there with Jefferson, Korver.
That might work out, but he's old, man. Dude, you have four sharpshooters in Golden State, man. And any given moment, two of them are on the court throughout the entire game.
It's crazy, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't like it. I don't like it, man. I don't like this whole KD thing, man. They watered down the league. I watch League Pass during the week, man. A lot of the games are terrible because you know where all the talent went. They just spread it out a little bit, man. It's like.
To me, it's no different than LeBron and going to Miami, man.
No, because we had hope that we even thought the Bulls could be.
Dude, they called themselves the Heatles, man.
They were stars, man. The league had never seen.
You don't hear nothing about Miami now.
But you kind of get a pass because he was the first to do it. They was the first to put together a team like that.
LeBron went to a team with a Hall of Famer in Dwayne Wade and an All-Star in Chris Bosh. Kevin Durant went to an All-Star in Steph. Steph is not a Hall of Famer. That's yet to be determined, man.
What?
Steph is not a Hall of Famer yet. That's yet to be determined, man.
What?
Steph is a Hall of Famer? Steph Curry?
You claim he blow his knee out tomorrow. What else? What is he going to? If he healthy, he going to do what he been doing. If he do what he been doing, if he on his level that he's on right now for the next 3 years, he's a Hall of Famer.
I'm saying so right now, would you give
he
him
a? He might be a Hall of Famer now. He got two MVPs.
Might
you know?
Be. Okay. My
he's
point
a Hall of
is,
Famer. I take that back. He got two MVPs back to back. He's a Hall of Famer.
Is James Harden a Hall of Famer?
No.
Well, he don't have
he
two
ain't got
MVPs.
The hardware.
Okay, so you're basically going off the heart, right? Exactly.
Not even
okay.
hardware, but James is somebody that needs.
Okay, I give you that.
You know
I give you that. Okay, I give you that. Steph is a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Dwayne Wade is a Hall of Famer. Draymond Green is an All Star.
Draymond Green is a potential Hall of Famer.
Stop it.
He might be.
Stop
if he
it.
Keep up at this pace, he's a potential Hall of Famer.
But at this point,
he's going to get Defensive Player of the Year this year.
Okay.
Book that.
That's debatable. Okay.
He may get it multiple years. That dude is a quarterback out there.
Okay. That's debatable. But at this point in his career, he's not a Hall of Famer like Steph
not
is,
right?
Now. Okay.
Potential.
Just like Chris Bosh when LeBron went to Miami. At that point, if Chris Bosh wasn't derailed by his illness.
Good analogy. Good comparison.
So that's what I'm saying. It's no different than what LeBron did. Steph is a Hall of Famer. D. Wade is a Hall of Famer.
Klay is a potential Hall of Famer. Klay, he scored 37 points in the quarter.
Klay is not a Hall of Famer.
He's a potential Hall of Famer. If Klay keeps doing what he's doing right now, if he improves any little bit, he's a Hall of Fame. He got a ring. Klay gonna get another ring, I think. He's young. And he an all-star.
That's a good point.
He can shoot the lights out like Steph can some nights.
That's a good point.
Klay, if he Klay go this route, he's a Hall of Famer. KD is a Hall of Famer. Steph is a Hall of Famer. They got four potential Hall of They got two for sure Hall of Famers and two potentials in the starting lineup.
That's a good point.
That's crazy. Bron ain't had that. Bosh was a Hall of Famer after the Heatles. Bosh was I don't know. He might have been like David Lee level. Remember when David Lee was making All-Star games?
Yeah.
He was on that level. But once he got with LeBron and Wade and changed his game and like excelled at that shit, he's a Hall of Famer now. But back then, he was just he was an All-Star.
Well, at the end of the day, KD did what he had to do to defeat LeBron. Because that Oklahoma City team could not beat LeBron the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah.
Say it. You want to say it.
Nah, don't.
Just say it.
Nah. He the man, though. He run the league. But yeah, it's still Kyrie. You can't discount Kyrie.
Man.
I mean, Kyrie hit the shot over Steph, man. People talk about the block, but it was the shot.
Kyrie wouldn't
and he did it again on Christmas.
Kyrie wouldn't even had a chance for that shot to count for nothing if LeBron ain't carry him to that point.
That's true.
Give LeBron his props.
So,
LeBron is that dude right now. Because the fact that the KD pulled his move was I agree with you 1,000%. This was all about beat LeBron. This is Operation Beat LeBron. For Steph, for Draymond, for them recruiting that dude, this was all about beating LeBron. And the fact they're trying to beat one dude, Kyrie is the truth. But everybody know who the mountain is they got to climb to win that title. It ain't Kyrie. It's LeBron. They know that. And the fact that that's the issue, LeBron is that dude, man. I give it to him, man.
Yeah.
He ain't got much left on that throne. I think maybe he got 1 or 2 years left before he started falling off, I think. But as of right now, LeBron is that dude, man. That Cleveland goes as LeBron goes.
Yeah. I mean, you make a good point because I discounted Klay Thompson. And he is a potential Hall of Famer. But I saw a post on Twitter to put what you said into perspective. It says, when you think about it, the Golden State Warriors needed 4 Olympic medalists,
right,
3 players averaging 20-plus points, 1 defensive player candidate, 2 MVP winners, one of which went back-to-back, and 2 all-time three-point shooters simply to be the 32-year-old LeBron James.
Exactly.
So there you have it. LeBron, you get your credit.
This may not even be prime LeBron. They're getting like the older.
Yeah, I don't think it's prime LeBron.
They still struggling.
That's true.
It's crazy, man. I give him his props, man. LeBron.
Yeah, you do what you got to do, man.
Hey, then I think they might end up doing it, man. And that's sad for the league. Sad for the league.
Depending on what move the Cleveland Cavaliers make. Because I ain't going to discount LeBron. LeBron know what he need.
Yeah. He came out and said, like, I ain't seeing it no more. We the point guard.
Right. He know what he need. So you can't count out LeBron, but.
February's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's just sad that this is just a two-team race right now.
Yeah, that's true. But it is exciting to watch.
Hey, I love it. I mean, I don't love it, but I deal with it. It's kind of like Celtics and Boston, I guess. This is our generation's version of the Celtics and Lakers.
Yeah, since we're talking about we had mentioned earlier about snubs, about Russell Westbrook. What do you think about Isaiah Thomas being snubbed? I just thought about that.
He's going to be reserved too, but yeah, he should be.
Yeah, he should be a starter. It did come down between what? Him and DeMarcus DeRozan?
No. Isaiah's point.
Who's the point guard?
Who got I don't know.
Is it Kyrie? Do you think Isaiah's outplaying Kyrie? Is it Kyrie?
I think Isaiah is outplaying Kyrie because he's been healthy. Let me see. Let me look this up real quick.
Because I do think that Isaiah Thomas should be in the All-Star.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
He's had a couple of game winners.
Yeah, man, because Isaiah been balling.
Like, yeah, he's the heart of that, the soul and heart of that team.
Boston got a great record.
Yeah.
So, he definitely should be. If he got snubbed, he got snubbed, man. I don't.
Yeah, he's not putting up.
Same Westbrook.
Yeah, he's not putting up Westbrook like numbers, but Kyrie. He's doing his thing. Yeah, Kyrie.
Kyrie, DeRozan, Bron, Butler, and Giannis.
So do you think Giannis at the five?
Man, the East better bang the West, man. Please. The freak at center, man. Come on, man.
With LeBron.
with Bron and Jimmy, DeRozan and Kyrie. Come on, man. I'm rooting for the East in this. I actually want to watch this All-Star game. Yeah. I got to see this, man.
And who is it in the West? Is Steph?
Steph, Harden.
Katie, Harden, Kyrie, Kwame.
And Anthony Davis. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. I would be more scared if Russ was starting. I'm more scared with Russ.
I don't know, man.
I'd be more scared of Russ and Harden than Steph and Harden.
I don't know, man. I kind of like Steph starting now that you mentioned it, because if West was out there, Russ was out there, man, he might want to take over, be on some solo stuff, man. But the chemistry, man, and the way that they spread the ball around in the West, I don't know, man. This might go to be one of the best All-Star games that we ever seen.
This might be one of the best All-Star games.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
If they come out and play for real,
yeah,
that'd be a good All-Star
game. I don't know, man.
Because you can even put – I heard Max Kellerman say – he even said if you put – Kyrie at the point, Steph at the two, KD at the three. James Harden at the three, KD at the four, and Anthony Davis at the five.
Woo!
That's still killer.
That's like run all day.
That's all day.
Ooh, that's run all day. But man,
but
right.
I guess they gotta pick a center. I guess the rules are they gotta have like somebody that's in the center slot.
I don't know, man.
That's nasty.
I kind of like that lineup, man. No disrespect to Russ, though. You do deserve to be in there based off your stats and how hard you go, but
you
just chemistry-wise.
You averaging a triple-double, Russ, you should be there.
That's
period.
True. That's true.
Steph,
yeah, you can't discount that.
On this one. You got your MVP.
He is out playing
him. The face of the league, but, hey.
But that's the same thing like we just said about Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie.
Yeah.
I think Isaiah Thomas is out playing Kyrie.
I think so, too. It is a popularity contest at the end of the day.
And you can't discount that.
Kyrie got the ring, and he got the, you know what I'm saying, he more marketable right now. He got the commercials. He flashy. He a little flashier than Isaiah, but Isaiah going to be he in there. This might be Isaiah's first All-Star game.
Yeah.
So big ups to Isaiah. So Jimmy starting, Isaiah getting in the All-Star game for the first time, it's all good. As long as they come out and play,
yeah,
I'm satisfied. Like I said, this might be one of the more interesting All-Star games we've seen in a while.
Yeah.
So, I think we've covered all topics. We've hit a lot of we covered a lot of things. We covered a lot of ground, I think, in this third episode. So it's been a peach, everybody. Everybody, stay safe out there. Stay warm. It's the wintertime. We're in Chicago. It's cold. Those on the West Coast listening or whatever in the islands, F y'all. I don't care about y'all warm weather. So we gonna make it through this winter, Chicago winter. Love all of y'all.
Yeah, peace.
Peace out.
Yeah.